This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
6-7, the fan. I mean, major news in the NFL with Dallas Cowboys sending Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
You didn't let me know what news said, man.
I put it in the text thread.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's in the text thread. It wasn't like a – it's different.
It says different.
I mean, just pretty remarkable. All right, our buddy Peter Rosenberg joining us now from New York City. You can follow him at Rosenberg Radio. He's all over the place, ESPN, Hot 97, ESPN New York. Peter, we texted a little bit about this last night. What do you make of the Dallas Cowboys trading away Micah Parsons?
First of all, I'm not in New York City. I'm in Paris for WWE Class in Paris. That's right.
Wow.
WWE Class in Paris on Sunday. Oh, B. Michel. No, Clash in Paris is on Sunday, so I'm here. And now, like a complete lunatic, I am at Disneyland in Paris.
Wow.
Listen, I work for Disney, so I'm only going to say positive things. But this is a harrowing experience.
Do you have the kids with you? Is your daughter with you? Or are you just chilling at Disneyland in Paris?
The daughter is here. The daughter is here.
Okay.
I use the old comp tickets. My wife wanted to go. It's my wife's birthday tomorrow. She wanted to bring our daughter to Disney.
Smart move, dog. Now,
all I have done so far, we've been here for like 2 hours. I've been back and forth between the food and the concessions and the gift shop. It's just money being spent back and forth. I haven't done a thing yet. My daughter's only 7 months old. So all I'm doing, the ride is my credit card. That is the only ride. It's insane. Anyways, the Micah thing is it's wild, man. Like the thing that I kind of left is, I think there's obviously two storylines from two very different organizations, right? Like to me, it is you can ask the same question to both organizations in a completely different way. And that question is, how the hell did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the Cowboys, how did you screw up a generational talent like this that could have been a foundational piece for a decade? And if you're the Packers, how have they yet again, gotten an absolute monster on defense through acquisition?
Hmm?
Charles Woodson, Reggie White.
Yep.
Micah Parsons. This is crazy that the Packers have done this. Guys, I was like, when we do something like this, well, and obviously our old history is dead, but in the old days, it was God bless them, a 75-year-old Bruce Smith. It was Albert Haynesworth. It was Dion getting one last check. And listen, London Fletcher being the exception of the rule, right? I mean, he came in and was a great Redskin. But he wasn't at the point in his career that Micah Parsons is, and London Fletcher, God bless him, ain't Micah Parsons. This is a crazy acquisition. I will not miss seeing him twice a year, but I will dread seeing him in October and potentially again in January.
We got a lot of Cowboy fans calling us saying, oh, man, it's a good deal. You know, you can't pay him. Why does everybody think the only person you can pay is a quarterback?
Isn't that what money is for, is to pay the best players in the sport?
I would say.
Like, this guy is – Micah Parsons, to me, he was at WrestleMania when we were in Dallas a couple years ago. We had him on our pre-show that we do. Like, he was at the desk with us. Mm-hmm. And I was like – I was begging for him to be, join whatever the hell the name of our franchise was that year. I was begging him to be a part of it. He is that good, man. Not only, like, Micah's insane, man. Not only is he the best player on defense, his personality, like, this is a forever guy. Like, the name Micah Parsons is still new to some people who aren't, like, intense football fans. To me, this is a name that we will have in our lives for the three of us, for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because his personality is that great also. And so he'll be a Hall of Famer when he leaves Green Bay. He'll probably have a chip, and then he'll go be one of the biggest personalities in the sport. What an awesome, awesome moment for him and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, who's calling from Euro Disney, Disneyland Paris. He's over there for WWE assignment. Thank you for making time, dude. I missed that you were in Paris. So if you need to go, I understand. But you're only going to get in line or spend more money on Mickey Mouse.
We're saving you money right now.
my wife just took my daughter to go get in line for Mickey the Magician. So I got a few minutes before I got to run out there.
So I got an interesting thought here because you kind of brought this up in my brain. You know, when Reggie White went to Green Bay, altered the landscape of the NFL. A lot of people thought Reggie White might come to D.C. If you remember, Joe Gibbs tried to get him, and he ended up going to Green Bay. You mentioned Charles Woodson. That's another guy that won a Super Bowl in mm-hmm. his time in Green Bay. Now Micah Parsons goes there. Do you think in any way the fact that the Packers don't have a traditional owner the way all these other teams do, that allows them to maybe wheel and deal in different spaces with less ego than other, certainly less than Dallas? But, like, I'm curious what, if any, impact the unique ownership structure of the Packers has in this ability to get stars generation after generation after generation.
I see, CB Mitch, that's why they pay him the big bucks. That's a very good thought. That is a very interesting thought. I don't, because what is the other reason? Like, you can't really look around the league and see, you know, teams that are able to do this. I mean, the Packers do just have a certain bit of magic, you know, that, you know, basically they've had Jordan Love is the third quarterback in 30 years, with respect to, like, Tyler Huntley or what's-his-face who went out to Seattle, you know, for a game here or there.
Yeah, Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn. But in general, there is a little magic touch with this team. But I think that is a really interesting point. Maybe that is the thing.
Maybe there's nothing to it.
But see, I think with them, they have a group of people that they basically what's the guy who used to be here in Washington? He played football here, who runs all their stuff. They have a group of people that they answer to.
Right.
The league have one person. I would think it's more difficult for Green Bay, but they're by winning. Some of these people in the league, some of these owners care about what they think. And I think that's the biggest problem right there, where one person that makes the final say, when you have multiple people making the say, then all of a sudden you don't want to look stupid.
Mark Murphy was the name.
Yeah, Mark Murphy. When he doesn't answer it by himself, he has a group that he answers to.
I think you hit on something, Brian, that is at the crux of everything, and to me is the most refreshing part of Dan Snyder's removal from the organization, going into this new world with Josh Harris and everything Washington has built. In Green Bay, the focus is on winning games.
Yeah.
And they're doing everything they can to win games. In Dallas, the focus is not on winning games.
It's on
Washington
money.
Used to be in that category. Now they're not. Dallas is in it, clearly.
Making money.
I mean, I don't think Jerry I have a Cowboys friend who has a whole theory about Jerry literally is not in it for the Cowboys. Like, he only cares about the overall business of football. Yeah. He cares more about the NFL's big business and how that affects him than Dallas Cowboys football. And once you accept that Jerry is just a money man who's part of the NFL and doesn't give a damn about the Cowboys, you get a much better understanding of how he operates.
There you go.
I totally agree.
And all those pawns that he have just will go crazy, everything he says, that's what he's doing. He tell you one thing, don't put a better product out there, but you're steadily buying that crap.
Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC products in the DMV. Rosenberg coming to us live from Paris, Disneyland Paris. You can watch him this weekend as WWE invades Europe. You know what's funny, Peter, is I expected us, you know, earlier in the week, because usually you come on Thursday. We were able to do Friday. It worked out great for all parties, hopefully. And I thought we would just talk Terry. Terry finally signed. That was the biggest story in the NFL until until Jerry traded away Micah. What does that tell you about the difference here that the Commanders organization, it got a little hairy there, but they got the deal done with their guy versus whatever happened in Dallas? You know what I mean? Like, just the difference in how these teams are operating.
I mean, we already knew. These are teams headed in very, very different directions. So I didn't need this deal to tell me that. I can tell that's the vibe here. But I think I obviously haven't been there to hear what people are saying. But, man, you have to score. It is just a huge win for Terry McLaurin. You know, Terry bet on himself here that in the end he would land in a place where he was really happy. And I think he got that because, frankly, both parties were kind of in a tough spot. But the Commanders were in one where you absolutely could not lose him. There was no version. They could not have had a Micah Parsons situation happen with Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is not Micah Parsons, but Jayden Daniels is.
Mm-hmm.
And to take away Terry from Jayden Daniels would have been such a disaster. So I'm happy for Terry, man. That it was a W. And I'm also happy for the organization, though, for not doing the, like, podunk move of, like, oh, everyone loves him, just hand over the money. That's not how it works. How fans want it to be. It's not how it works. They fought it the way they should fight it, but in the end they did the right thing. It was competent organizational work, a player who knew his worth, a player with a smart player with a smart agent. They knew what to do. They got it done. I think everyone comes off kind of smelling like roses in the end, honestly.
I think, you know, Peter said this when he spoke, I don't even know what day it is anymore, Tuesday. And he explained that he applauded Terry McLaurin's professionalism.
Uh-huh.
And he thanked him for his professionalism. And I think, yeah, this was a contract negotiation, and there are things that go into that that get a little dicey. But Washington never negotiated through the media. Terry never did any of the Instagram nonsense or you know, posting pictures with Joe Burrow or whatever. Like, both parties handled their business and moved forward. And I think it says a lot about what they're trying to build here.
Totally.
I know it stood out to you how well both sides kind of handled
this. Yeah, I love that. I love the fact that both of the sides, they everybody kept speculating. That's what I was getting so upset about. They kept trying to say what somebody was saying, but it was like people speculating. It wasn't actual comments coming from Terry or Adam Peters.
All right, guys, I'm now being summoned to the line here. This
go for it, buddy.
Time.
Thank you for making time, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Get a crepe.
Hey, it is our last WWE show on Peacock before we move to ESPN this Sunday, so check me out, and I'll talk to y'all next week for week one. Let's get it.
All right, bro.
All right. Let's thank you, Peter. Enjoy Paris, man.
Later, boys.
That's wild. He's calling us from the line at Mickey's Mansion in Euroland Dizzy. I wasn't expecting
Mickey,
that.
Mickey's going to get another room after Peter leave.
Oh, man. Dude, if you are a father with young children, that first sticker shock of that first Disney trip, that'll get your ass, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Peter does quite well. Right?
I don't care how you
do it. It'll still get your ass.
Disney will get you. When you look at the product that they're selling, and then you look at the price, you go, what the hell? And
yeah, man.
Peter probably thinking, she's 7 months. She's not going to know what's going on.
Not going to remember a thing.
But she going to have a ton of stuff. She gonna remember this trip later on when Mama show her all those different things she got.
B, I don't think I've told you this, but we're going to go to Spain, you know, for that Dolphins game. Uh-huh. And then the following week is the bye week, and my little one has complained to me that she doesn't get to go to Spain, but she wants a trip. And there are faint whispers of an Orlando trip in our house. Uh-huh. And I think I might just eat ramen noodles from now till November to be able to afford this trip.
Hey, bro, I mean, you're going to do 800 shows in Spain, so you're going to make a lot of money.
Not as much as you. I know that.
I'll call Neil for you. Neil might be able to alleviate some of your pain.
I might have to call Neil, too. The phones are still lit up, and I want to let people get there. I have asked for Cowboys fans. It appears we have another one on the line. Rob in Haymarket. You there, buddy?
What up, Rob?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Rob, what's happening?
Hey, guys, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
How are you, man?
Doing well. All right, huge Cowboys fan. Initially, I was furious with Jones back in June, July, when some of the stuff started leaking out. And then I flipped. I'm in Jerry's corner now. For several reasons.
Give me one.
Sounds like from the press conference yesterday, he offered Micah, $40.5 million back in April. And they negotiated. Parsons went back and forth with his agent over the course of several days. And then when the handshake went down, they said, okay, now you got to deal with, Bugetta. Now you got to negotiate with me, which... basically double dipping.
That's not double dipping, dog. If you have a lawyer to go in and negotiate, if you have a lawyer that negotiates for you, and you get somebody to pull you in when you're supposed to be meeting for something else, starts trying to throw numbers at you, you gonna just sign that deal, or are you gonna get your lawyer to go in there and negotiate for you?
Well, the lawyer, I guess he went back and forth with Micah, as kind of a go between, and then kind of and. From Jerry's standpoint, I get that.
I get this. You believe everything Jerry says.
Well, do you believe everything Micah and the agent says?
I believe what Micah is saying more than I believe Jerry. Because, first of all, in the NFL, what you do, you negotiate with agents. And now you don't negotiate necessarily with players unless that player has been doing it the whole time.
There is a contractual.
You deal with him.
Like in the CBA, just so you know this, in the agreement between ownership and the NFL Players Association, if a player has an agent, you have to negotiate with the agent. Like that's
what Jerry not telling you though.
Yeah, but like doesn't mean
he said that as well. He said, okay, we got the framework done, handshake deal, send over to Bugetta, have him go dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure everything's straight, and then he's like, no, we're gonna start all over again. That's here and there. All right, he's got that one issue. He can take either side there. Another one, he's lazy. He's not much of a good leader. He gets distracted. He gets disinterested. There's a couple people on the team that like him, like Diggs, and he has a couple homies there. But he's not really likes, you know, you take DeMarcus Lawrence. He got sick of his act, too.
When did this pop up? I haven't heard nothing about this. When did this pop up?
The Tank Lawrence stuff, he used to complain about the podcast. That's a real thing. My counter to that, the lazy argument, Adam Schefter just tweeted this out. New Packers linebacker Micah Parsons is one of two NFL players to have at least 12 sacks in each of his first four seasons. The other was Reggie White. Whatever else there is, I'll take it.
All I'm going to say is all this stuff come out now, but on the football field, it didn't seem like he was lazy to me. It seemed like some of the people that's talking about him were lazy.
We got to run here. Thank you for the call. I applaud the Cowboys fans trying to stand up for their organization. Thank you, Rob. What the Cowboys fans should do, cruise over to Orsman Automotive of Virginia, buy a car, drive to Dallas, because most of you have never been there. But the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia will sell you the car you need to drive to Dallas. Seriously, they've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. Convenient locations from Chantilly to Alexandria, they've got everything you're looking for. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Dodge, Jeep, those big old Ram trucks Kerwin just bought. They got it all, man. They've got all the selection, great deals, and great financing. Rates are a wild ride right now. You need the best you can get, and they will find it for you. Plus, they got quality, certified, used vehicles, if that's what you're in the market for. Whatever it is, B, it's that Orsman Lifetime Edge that stands out.
Yep, and that's what the Dallas fans should do. If you want to deal with something that you can deal with for a lifetime where they're going to do the things right, you need to go out to Orsman because they will give you the Orsman Lifetime Edge. They will guarantee up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. One thing you'll never get from Jerry, a guarantee. And there's more good news. If you have a car to sell, go to Orsman. They'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy, unlike Dallas Cowboy fans. So take it from us, B. Mitchell Finley, to beyond satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.